Hey everyone, this is Amber Sides of the Sand Hills Cattle Association with your update of the Sand Hills Cattle News. Our March 19th publication should be hitting most of your mailboxes, so be sure to keep an eye out. Our next publication is set to be published on April 9th, so contact us about placing an ad for you. This week is National Ag Week, and in honor of that, I thought I would share some fun facts about ag in Nebraska that some of you, including myself, may not know. Beef production is the largest sector of agriculture in Nebraska, and Nebraska is the only state that is a national leader in every aspect of beef production, including cow-calf, backgrounding, corn growing, cattle feeding, and processing. With that being said, Cherry County leads the U.S. with 148,000 beef cows, followed by Cherry County is Holt County with 96,467 beef cows, Custer County with 94,958 beef cows, and in fourth is Lincoln County with 80,188 beef cows. The top four counties leading the U.S., and they are all located right here in Nebraska. With those numbers, it probably won't surprise you that cows also outnumber people here. We have a total of 6.85 million cows and calves statewide and 1.93 million people, which means cows outnumber people almost 4 to 1. In today's world, I think we can all appreciate living in a state where there are more cows than people. Many Nebraska calves are born and raised on grassland before being sent to the feedlots to finish out. Within the feedlot, cows receive a balanced ration of corn, forage, distiller grains, and mineral supplements, which has made Nebraska beef famous worldwide for its flavor, tenderness, and quality corn-fed beef. These facts should make so many of you proud to be a beef producer in the state of Nebraska. We hope many of you are showing your support for the ag industry by sharing your knowledge and advocating, or like most of you are probably doing currently, by showing your support is going out every day, snow, rain, or shine, taking care of all those newborn calves. We hope all of you are having a successful calving season despite the crazy weather patterns. The Sand Hills Cattle Association 2021 Annual Convention is September 20th and 21st, and we have several new events taking place this year that we are excited for. This year, we will be having the first ever Chuck Wagon Barbecue Cook-Off, so grab your buddies and your smoker and come down and join us for a good old-fashioned cook-off. If you're interested in competing, contact us about how to enter. Stay tuned for more details surrounding this event. We will also be hosting our 7th annual Pen of Three Bred Heifer Contest, sponsored by our friends at Zoetis. Bring your best first calf heifers to town to compete for bragging rights for the champion Pen of Three title. The pens will be judged on their breed characteristics, uniformity, and against each other. No clipping or blowing will be allowed. Animals will be shown as they appear in the pasture. This year, 4-H and FFA students will also be allowed to partake in the judging alongside the adults. Participants must own the cattle and be a current member of the association to join. Prizes are awarded to champion and reserve champion pen and people's choice. It's an exciting event to take part in, as well as a great way to showcase your cattle. Another event that will be taking place again this year is the 24th Annual Golf Classic. Enjoy the afternoon on the course with ag-minded individuals during this fun-filled fundraiser to support the ongoing efforts of the association. Funds raised during the tournament will be utilized to continue the promotion of the people and cattle raised in the Sandhills, as well as continue working to expand our educational programs. This tournament is open to all interested regardless of previous golf experience. Entry fees are priced at $125 per person, which includes 20 holes of golf and a cart rental with a complimentary box of balls and tees, as well as a chance to win prizes, including a $10,000 hole-in-one prize. Don't miss the opportunity to join us for this event, followed by a Chuck Wagon Barbecue Cook-Off that night, music, and more. For more information, visit our website, sandhillscattle.com. We are also looking for sponsors for many of our events, so if you're interested in sponsoring a certain event, give us a call and we'd love to speak with you. We are so excited for our 82nd annual convention and hope many of you join us for all the fun. Stay tuned for announcements of many of the other events that take place this year. In other news, we do have some great bull sales ahead. Smith Angus will be holding their 32nd annual registered Angus bull sale tomorrow, Friday, March 26th. At the ranch 26 miles southeast of Basin, Nebraska. They will be offering 60 yearling and 30 coming 2-year-olds. Keneally Angus will be holding their annual spring bull sale this Saturday, March 27th at their ranch near Whitman, Nebraska, starting at 12 p.m. Mountain Time. They will be offering 500 bulls, which includes 200 coming 2-year-olds, 200 18-month-olds, 100 long yearlings, and 1 cow. Lastly, we will be ultrasounding the EPNC cattle today at 2:30, so listen in next week to catch an update. That's all for this week. This is Amber Sides with the Sandhills Cattle Association with your update of the Sandhills Cattle News.